The Portland Bat Protected Area PBPA is home to many of Jamaica's endemic species of plants and animals, like our Jamaican iguana and hawksbill and green sea turtles. It is an area constituting 1,876 square kilometers of coastal land and sea, and includes nearby keys such as Little Goat Island. The PBPA also comprises dry limestone forests, wetlands, game reserves, and fish sanctuaries. The region, which stretches from Helcher Hills in St. Catherine to Rocky Point in Clarendon, has been in danger of overfishing, coal burning, and other human activities. In a bid to revitalize the livelihoods of citizens living in the area, the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, has partnered with the Caribbean Coastal Area Management Foundation, CCAM, to transform the Portland Bat Protected Area into a heritage and ecotourism site.
At the present moment, they are doing all the construction work. We're acquiring the electronic boat engines. We're going to be paving the parking lot. They're going to be building all the boardwalks, etc., to be finalized. And we're hoping certainly by the end of the year for the new tourism season, December 15th.
JSIF consultant and tourism specialist Beverly Stewart. JSIF, through the World Bank-funded Rural Economic Development Initiative, READY, has provided over $10 million to CCAM for the infrastructural development of the Wetlands Interpretation Center in the area and the training of fishermen and other residents. CCAM was established in 1997 to promote coastal conservation in Jamaica. In recent times, the fish population has significantly dropped, and fishermen have had to find alternative livelihoods. The initiative will help to transform the location into an ecotourism site, which will provide a source of income for all who depend on the area. Development works will include the construction of a parking area, driveways, walkways, gazebo, as well as fencing and general landscaping of the property. Coxswain training is also being provided for fisherfolk, as well as training and certification in tourism to allow for the expansion and marketing of the wetland experiences.
We will be providing them with training, and they will be also doing the Team Jamaica training, tour guide training, so they really will be exposed to how you interface with visitors.
Ms. Stewart adds that when the attraction is officially opened, it will welcome visitors from abroad as well as domestic tourists. Part of the funding will also allow CCAM to equip boats belonging to the local fishermen to be used for tours with environmentally friendly electronic engines.
One of the specific things about community tourism is that our visitors want to interface with our farmers, our fishermen, our Rastafarians, our Maroons. So particularly the Salt River tours, the boats that we will be using will be boats that belong to the fishermen in the area. So the fishermen are going to be, as you probably know, their habitats have been depleted, and this is an alternate livelihood for them stepping into the tourism area.
The Salt River Boat Tours will become part of the new Jamaica Community Experiences brand. While JSIF contributed just over $10 million to the project, community members have bought into the vision and have offered labor, adding up to another $5 million. The men and women have dedicated their time and are contributing labor and expertise at no additional cost. A children's play area is also being built, with ponds and other facilities to engage the young ones while teaching them about the environment and how to protect it. The program aims to improve market access for micro and small rural agricultural producers and tourism product and service providers. Apart from the boat tours, other community tourism activities will include the Rastafari Indigenous Village, the Charlestown Maroon Experience, and the Cockpit Country Adventure Tours.
My mother said me go live with Uncle George and him family so them can send me go school. Them say them soon send me, but me have to work first. My work hard, you see. Mommy said I must make them send me back cause she not have nowhere to put me. So I wash and clean. The only thing is that sometimes them beat me. But them said them will send me go school next year if my work good. I go work hard cause I want go school.
Domestic servitude is human trafficking. Human trafficking is modern-day slavery. Call 811 or the nearest police station if you suspect something. Let's unite to end human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons. This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.